Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Reconnect My Heart radio program, the show where we talk about life's problems that break or tear our hearts apart. On Reconnect My Heart radio program, we discuss life, God's answers to life's problems to reconnect our heart back to the way that He originally made us, whole. I am your host, Brother Prater. So glad that you all are able to join us on this Sunday night. I hope that you enjoyed your day. And if you have any questions, comments, or you just want to just listen to the program, feel free to call us at 516-453-9118. That's 516-453-9118. Or you can listen, or you can go in our chat room on our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/reconnect my heart. Excuse me. Like I said, you're welcome to call, or you can log in on our website. And like I said, also there's a chat room on our website for those who may not want to be on the air, but who have questions, comments, prayer requests, or even if you have any suggestions on future programs, feel free to leave that in the chat room so you can leave it on the chat room if you like. Excuse me. Also, I would like to say a huge hello to my church family, True Believers Tabernacle Church, where our pastor is Pastor Otis Logan. Those who want to visit, feel free to come and visit us at 204 Partner Drive, Dallas, Texas 75216. Feel free to come in and join us. Once again, I want to thank each and every one of you all for your listening, for your support, and for your prayers. This is the last Sunday before Resurrection Sunday. And today, our topic is something that sometimes it comes across our minds and hearts, but we don't really discuss it. But I want to ask you, have you ever prayed for something and you didn't get it? Oftentimes, we tell God what we want. And oftentimes, we are told that God give us what we pray for. But what happens when we pray for something and God says no? Or what if we pray for something and we don't get what we prayed for? Excuse me. God knows what's best for us. And so today we're going to talk about when God gives, or when God doesn't give you what you want. Whatever you pray for, if God didn't give you exactly what you prayed for, And that's what we're going to talk about. In actuality, there's a song by Garth Brooks, country singer. He once sung a song that said, "Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers." And the funny thing, oftentimes when we pray, a lot of times we may be very sincere in our prayer requests, regardless of what it may be. But yet and still, when we pray, there may not be the same response that we anticipate. I'm going to tell you this. I remember a couple of times in my younger years, I might have prayed for a relationship. I might have prayed for a specific young lady. Oh, Lord, I want to win her heart. I want to take her out on a date. I want to be her boyfriend. I want her to be my girlfriend or something. And I didn't win her heart. And then a funny thing, years later, I see her. And next thing you know, I end up thanking God, you know what? I'm glad that we weren't together. There might have been something I didn't see back then, but it's exposed now. And I'm pretty sure if I was like that, I'm pretty sure many of those who may be listening today may have thought the same thing. They might have prayed for this specific young lady or this specific guy. He might have looked nice. She might have looked nice. And everything that you thought made a boyfriend or a girlfriend of good quality, they might have fit the bill in your mindset. And it didn't work out, or you weren't with that person. And then years later, come to find out that person is some totally the opposite of who they were in the younger years. I remember a couple of years ago, my desire was to work at this cable company. At the time, it was called TCI Cable Company. And I wanted that job so badly. At the time, you can get free cable. If you work there, you can get free cable and you get half off on pay-per-views. And each month I always got the wrestling pay-per-views. So the only thing that was going to come out of my pocket was me paying for the pay-per-views, half off, half price for the pay-per-views. So I wanted that job so badly, not just because of the perks of having free cable and half off on pay-per-views, but also hooking up stuff. I always like playing with electronics. So for 6 months, I went every Wednesday to, I lived in Oak Cliff. Excuse me. My mom lived in Oak Cliff. I used to drive from Oak Cliff to Mesquite, close to Mesquite, every Wednesday to fill out an application. And I ended up going there so much, and the receptionist ended up being used to seeing me. Every time I would just walk in, she would automatically give me an application to fill it out again. And I always put attention, David Snow, attention, David Snow. And I did that for 6 months. And I end up, in the process, I end up pulling out another application, putting in the application for the sheriff department in Dallas. But I would always go to TCI Cable Company to fill out the application. Now, like I said, I did it for 6 months. And then one day on a Friday, I got two letters in the mail. One was from TCI Cable Company and the other one was from the Sheriff Department. So I opened up the TCI Cable Company letter because that's what I wanted. I opened up that letter and they told me that I did not fit the qualifications of what they looked for as far as working there. And that hurt my feelings. So I got that letter along with the letter from the Sheriff Department, which I did not open, and I threw it in the trash. I was crushed. And the one from the sheriff's department, it stayed in the trash can for about 45 minutes. And I kept hearing this little voice telling me to go in the trash can to open the letter and read it. But I was tired of being rejected. And I felt like if TCI Cable Company wasn't going to hire me, I just know for sure that Dallas County Sheriff's Department was not going to hire me. So I went on and I opened up the letter for the Sheriff's Department, and they told me that they wanted me to come in for an interview. So, make a long story short, I end up going in for the interview, end up getting hired for the Sheriff's Department. And a couple of months after I got on at the Sheriff's Department, TCI Cable Company went out of business. Little did I know that now, 23 years later, I'm still at the Sheriff's Department, and TCI Cable Company is a thing of the past. Now they have different cable services, and I would have been lost in the shuffle. But what I wanted was not exactly what I got, but I got something better. And so I said that scenario to let you all know that sometimes, even though we may pray for something, but understand that God knows what's best for us. And a lot of time what we praying for or what we are requesting may be something that's short-lived, may be something that may be artificial. It may be something that's going to hurt us in the long run. So instead of us, which it's okay, it's definitely okay for us to pray and give God what our request is, but we have to do our homework to first examine what our motives are in those things that we're desiring. Because a lot of times we're desiring something out of the wrong motive. Sometimes we're desiring something with a selfish motive or a selfish agenda. Matter of fact, there was a story I heard of a young lady who wanted a guy. She wanted to date this guy. And it wasn't because of love, but it was because of security. This young lady had some children, but the children's father was not active in the children's life. And so that single mother was taking care of the children on her own. But there was a young man that she eyed that might have caught her attention. And he was kind of an established, successful businessman. But her motive was not out of love, but her motive was out of convenience and security. She was looking at getting help in raising the children or getting help financially, not out of love or not out of the best interest of the young man. She was looking at her own, what her own agenda was. And they didn't work out. They didn't date. He did some investigating and found out that her motive was not out of love, but out of selfish greed. And so when we look at what our motives are in our prayer requests, we have to examine, like I said, we have to examine our motive. We have to examine, is this something that will distance us from God? Or are we trying to take the place of God by doing things on our own or for ourselves instead of relying upon God? Because just like the story I was telling you about the young lady that were trying to date the guy for security purposes, it showed her lack of trust in God. But for her to take it upon herself to try to fulfill her own quote-unquote security. And she ended up being by herself. And of course, that was on pertaining to the young lady. But on the flip side, there's been some guys the same. So I'm not really trying to just make it a sex thing, boy or girl, but I'm just giving a scenario. So we have to look at when it pertains to the things that we're requesting from God, we have to examine ourselves, like I said, our motives, and realizing also and seeing, okay, is this something that's going to affect my relationship with God? Would it affect my relationship with others? Would it hinder me? Will it be a strain on me, even financially? Also, realizing a lot of times, even when we pray, even when we give a prayer request, a lot of times we pray and it's not scripturally based. A lot of times when we pray, we may be general. We often talk about at our church, God is a God of specifics. God is a detailed God. Excuse me. And you think about it. If you go to a grocery store, or let's just say you go to a fast food, I always go to Wendy's. And let's just say if I tell them I want a salad, they're going to ask me, what kind of salad do I want? And I tell them, I want a salad. Well, they serve several types of salad. I need to tell them specifically what I want. I need to tell them I want a Caesar-sized salad with 2 packages of pecans and 2 packages of Caesar dressing. That's specific. But for me to just say, well, I want a salad. Well, what kind of salad do you want? Just whichever one you want me to have. And then when I receive what they gave me and I don't like it, I can't get mad at them. I have to get upset with myself because I gave them the responsibility of picking out something that I may not want. I may not like. We already know what we like. We already know. So just realizing, even though you may know, but tell God specifically, and also, like I said, making sure that your motives are lined up with what God says. A lot of times, God answers our prayers, but we don't recognize it. A lot of times, God answers our prayers, but it may not be in the way that we anticipate or the way that we look for Him to do it. See, even in the Bible, it tells us His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. So what we have to do, we have to pray and ask God to help us to be able to recognize the move of God, be able to recognize when God is in something and when He's not in something, being able to recognize when God is answering our prayers and being able to see not through our eyes or our selfishness, but through the lens of God. So that way we can be able to recognize when God is answering our prayers. And like I said, He may not answer it in the same way that we anticipate. We may be looking for Him to come through the right way and He's coming through the left, or He's coming from the side or whatever. So we have to be able to recognize. So, oftentimes, God is answering our prayers, but like I said, in the method, it may be a different method. It may be from an unlikely person. So, you know, I think about the story when someone was in a boat and they were stranded and they was asking for help. And next thing you know, they were saying, well, I'm waiting on God. So an airplane came. You need some help? I'm waiting on God. You know, another boat came. I'm waiting on God. Actually, the person wasn't stranded on the boat. The person was stranded on top of a house. I'm waiting on God. Airplane came. I'm waiting on God. You know, somebody came through the boat. I'm waiting on God. So finally, the person died, and when they went up to heaven, and the person asked God, God, I waited on you, but you never showed up. And God told that person, when you were up there, I sent a boat. You didn't take it. I sent an airplane. You didn't take it. I sent ways for you to get help, but you didn't take it. So the thing is for us to recognize, even though we give a request, we give God our prayer requests, we have to recognize that oftentimes, even though he didn't move in the way that we anticipated, he did move. He did answer our prayers. It's just that it didn't come in the way that we anticipated. But also, the other thing, a lot of times there might have been someone who might have been sick, and we prayed for them to be healed. And then they end up passing away. And a lot of times, there have been many people who may have felt that God didn't heal them. They might have felt that God didn't answer our prayer for healing them. But what we have to understand, the word healing, God actually did heal them, even though they might have been sick and they passed on. God did answer the prayer of healing, but he didn't answer it in the way that we anticipated, because healing means absent from pain. So as a believer, if they're no longer in pain, and like I said, they might have been suffering, they might have been ill, but when we pray for God's healing, even though they may have passed away, they still were healed. They still were healed. It just, the healing didn't come in the way that we anticipated, because a lot of times we just look at healing on this side, but in actuality, what if they were ready to go to be with God? And God answered their prayers of taking them on to be with him. Even though we wanted them here with us, but God ultimately answered the prayers of healing, but also he answered their request to take them on to be with him. There have been many times that people have had loved ones who might have been holding on, because a lot of time, that loved one might have stayed here on this earth suffering, just holding on because they didn't want to leave, quote unquote, their child or their loved one. They didn't want to leave them, even if they were ready to go. They were ready to go, but they were just holding on for that child's sake or for that other loved one's sake. But they were so ready, and they was like, if they could just let me go, I want to go be with God. And a lot of times, they may have been suffering for so long. They might have been in a vegetative state. But they were just holding on for, quote unquote, our selfishness. And that person is just so ready. But yet and still, we're not looking at what do they want. What do they want? And as soon as we release them, saying, you're free to go. And it seemed like when that loved one say that, that's when they go and they leave with a smile on their face. And now, even though they may not be with us any longer physically, but now recognizing that they ultimately got their healing, and now they in a new body where their body won't corrode. Their body will no longer have pain, will have sickness, will have cancer or diabetes or arthritis. But they are now free because they've been moved from time to eternity. And so being able to recognize, like I said, being able to recognize, even when we pray for healing for others, let's ask God what His will is, but also let's ask the person, what do they desire? And if we listen to them, if we listen to what they want instead of what we want for them, but ask them what they want for themselves, and for us to take our personal feelings out of it. And either way, there might have been some that ready to go. There may be some that still want to stay. And, you know, that's fine, that to each his own. But the key thing is for us not to look through our selfish eyes, but our loved one eyes, because it's them. They may be suffering. They may be dealing with. So asking them what they want and asking God to allow His will to be done in their life. And that will help us to understand the grace of God. It will help us to understand, even, like I said, ultimate healing. So that helps us to even be able to have peace, knowing that that person was ready, knowing that that person received healing, but also for us to truly understand the work of God. And oftentimes what I think about is so many people who have even lost loved ones in the past. A person has gone on, a loved one has gone on. A lot of times they want, even if it's an extra moment, to be with them, because there might have been something that they might have wanted to say to really express their love, to really express how much they meant to them. But what we have to realize, a lot of times when a person leaves, a lot of times God allow them to leave at the right time, because they know exactly how much they meant to us. And they know, and we know, how much we were to them. And the information, the love that they know that we have for them, it's enough to take them to the grave. It's enough. They know enough. And even though we can have another day or two or whatever, if we could, but it will not add more for what they already know. They know enough. They know exactly how much we meant to them. And that's something that even I myself, I know myself, I've lost two people in my life that was so close to me. And I remember, I was like, if I can just have one day, if I couldn't have a whole day, if I could just have an hour for them to be with me so I can let them know how much they meant to me. And so it came to me, our last conversation we had together. And when I thought about our last conversation, everything that I've always wanted to tell that person ended up telling me. And I was like, like I said, I thought about it. And after I thought about it, and after I rehearsed our last conversation, it made me realize that person knew exactly how much they meant to me. But just as much as they meant to me, I meant that to them. And that gave me peace. And you know, just being human, that doesn't mean that we're sinning. That doesn't mean that we're less than a Christian. But even when we lose people in life, it hurts. That's a part of grief. And like I said, it doesn't make you less than a Christian either. And if anybody say anything different, that's unscriptural. You know, even David even had time to grieve when King Saul died. So the key thing for us is to realize, you know, it's normal for us to grieve. It's normal regardless if you're a sinner, us, or a seeker, or someone that's a Christian, someone that's saved. Hurt hurts. And so when we lose someone, or I don't want to say lose, but when someone transcends, because you never lose anyone when you know where they are. And especially as a believer, we know where our loved ones are who are no longer with us. We know where they are. So we hold on to their legacy, and we hold on to the good times. We hold on to those times because the devil may try to play with us, thinking, oh, well, you know, God ain't real. If God was such a loving God, he would have kept that person here. No, but like I said, realizing what true healing is. And like I said, healing may be on this side or it may be on the other side. But either way, that person was healed. And we don't have to see our loved ones suffer in this mortal body anymore. They moved from mortality to immortality, from corruptible to incorruptible. So for us to understand what God will is in whatever that we're requesting, in whatever we're desiring, if we can allow God's will to be our will, then we can start seeing God's will being performed in our life. We'll start seeing more of our prayers being answered because we have the right motive. We have the right attitude. But also realizing even with what you're praying about, even what you're praying for, even just you doing your homework and making sure it's something that you really need. And I know that God can give us the desires of our heart, which is a want. God can do that. I've seen him do it so many times in so many people's lives. But we have to do our homework to make sure that we do our part. You know, there are some people that may want a brand new car, and God can give you a brand new car. But what does he want you to do? He wants you to get a car within your budget. You know, so many people, they can get a car and they can go above their means. And one of the things I always say, when God give you something, he add no stress, he add no sorrow. Now, what happens is we may take something upon ourselves. We may get something upon ourselves, and what happens? We end up getting ourselves stressed. That wasn't something that God gave, but on the other hand, that might have been something that we chose. But no matter what, God's not going to go against your will. God's not going to force you. But he'll give you, excuse me, he'll give you a choice. He'll give you a recommendation. Okay, I don't think you need to get that. You may need to get this. Well, I want this. You know, like I said, you might need another car. You might get a brand new car. It might be, let's say, a Kia. You might have the funds or the money for a Kia. But you go into a Lexus dealership, and you might get that Lexus car. But when it comes down to a couple of payments, we're going to let you slide with the first one or two payments. But let's just say a couple of payments on down. Are you able to afford it? Are you able to afford the maintenance? Are you able to afford the insurance? What happens if there's a hardship where you have an emergency? Will it cause you to get in a financial bind? So we have to understand what God's will is for our life, and for us to be able to, like I said, do our homework in those things that we're desiring. So that way we can be able to really enjoy what God has for us. For those who are listening, we're talking about when God doesn't give you what you want. Like I said, it's so many different times that, like I said, we might have prayed about something. Excuse me. We might have prayed about something, and we might not have been able to recognize God moving. of God answering our prayers. Right now, I see someone online who may want to say something. I'm going to open up the lines for the listeners. Once again, for those who want this number, feel free to call at 516-453-9118, or you can get in the chat room at blogtalkradio.com/reconnectmyheart. Hello, welcome to Reconnect My Heart. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, how you doing today?
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you.
I was listening to see what you were saying, that a lot of you were saying that sometimes we pray for some things and we feel like that maybe we're, correct me if I'm wrong, that maybe that we feel like, I mean, God's working in the midst of it, but we feel like they're being unanswered. I came in just a little, I just wanted to elaborate a little bit on that. A lot of times, like, even with in my situation, I know that I pray a lot of times, and even when God's working in the midst of it, he could be working in the midst of it because I lack the patience to wait on his timing. I find myself, you know, trying to, you know, do it myself, and then I, once I step in and put myself in the equation, then I wind up messing, you know, messing it up. And when we don't, a lot of times when we don't realize that we can mess up our own blessings, we pray for something, we're like, well, you know, I was for sure that God was going to give this to me, but because we lack the patience to wait on God, we don't realize that a lot of times we put our own self in the equation trying to do it before God, which God moves out the way then, because we show him, hey, well, we don't need you, instead of waiting, because and then we go, and then after we don't get it or don't receive what we ask, we blame it on God. We blame the fact, well, man, I'm sitting there praying, I'm asking, God never come through for me. What's wrong with the self-pity, self-pityness? And I'm just realizing that sometimes with some things I do. But my thing is knowing when, praying for something and knowing exactly when it is, you know, when it's not from my flesh, when it is a part of God, you know, because a lot of times our flesh wants what's opposite of God, but if we're not, like, praying about it, if we're not in spiritual in tune, we feel like that it's the right decision. So I don't know if I'm making myself clear on that. It's like, when do I know that I'm allowing myself to get in the way of, you know, missing my blessing, or when do I know that it's not something that God's actually desiring for me to have?
Yeah, and you know what? Number one, I definitely appreciate your honesty and transparency. One thing that we have to realize, God, whenever we pray for something, God may say yes, he may say no, he may say not yet, and a lot of time we take that not yet as a no. That not yet means yes. Yes, as far as you can have it, but the timing may not be best right now. There might be some things that need to be taking place first before you get this specific thing. You know, you can never put a roof on the house before you put the foundation of the house up. And a lot of times we put the priorities, our priorities, because of our desires or our passion to have that desire. Right. A lot of times we mismanage the timing. We mismanage the placement of things, the order of things. And what happened, because we don't see things moving, let's just say, like I said, pertaining to the roof, just because we don't see the roof being built up, we want to abandon ship, but not understanding that God is fixing that foundation, so that way when you put the roof on the house, that roof will stand put. Why? Because it has a solid foundation. But anytime you try to build a roof first. Build a roof first, then what is it going to stand on? It's going to fall. It's going to break because it has nothing to support it. And so when we take things upon ourselves to do it, then there's no support. And it crumbles. And then we end up pushing everything back. You know, it's almost like restarting over and over and over. It's like a vicious cycle. And ultimately, what we have to do, like I said, pertaining to recognize the move of God, but also recognizing the timing of God. Because, like I said, a lot of things is something that God's desiring for us to have. Excuse me. A lot of times it's something that God is desiring for us to have, but we have to do first thing first, or we have to get first thing first done. I'm gonna tell you this. I'm gonna be very transparent with you. I remember years ago, I was in my, I think, teens of 20s, early 20s or something like that. And one of the things I always wanted to do, I always wanted to make sure that I had, I was a good husband. I wanted to make sure that I prepared myself to be a husband. But in order for me to prepare to be a good husband, I had to first find out what it took to get a wife. Because I don't care how you may be a quote-unquote good husband or for a young lady to be a good wife, first thing you have to make sure to understand what the responsibilities are. You have to make sure that you know your responsibilities as well as theirs. And so a lot of times, even when it comes down to courting, Mitch, there's been some that I have encountered that has tried to put the, if you want to say, tried to put the cart before the horse. They tried, well, I'll say it like this. Someone that I was speaking with, they wanted to find a potential father for them to have a baby by. And the reason why, because they felt that God wasn't moving fast enough for them to have a husband. So they wanted to take it upon themselves and choose a man to be a father to impregnate them so she can have a baby. But that's not going to solve the problem of her having a husband or having a child. First thing first, there was a need that needed to be met that only God could fulfill. That was first. And so a lot of time when we look at our desires, when we look at the things that we want in life, most, like I said, that's an opportunity for us to examine ourselves, because a lot of time it may expose, when we examine ourselves, it may expose some type of insecurity, some type of hurt, or some type of rejection, some type of situation that may have transpired in our life or in our growing up that needs to be healed first. So that way we can have our prayers answered, so we can be able to recognize, and like I said, just like in the illustration of having a foundation of a house before the roof and having the support on the house to support the roof. When we receive the healing that we need in our life for whatever it is, whatever situation that may need to be healed in our life, when we have those things intact, then we can be able to have our prayers answered, so that way it can support what we've been desiring. But like I said, being able to pinpoint to see if what we're desiring, if it's something that's best for us, is it something that God desires for us? Because a lot of times, what if God, let's just say somebody want a $1,000 job, but what if God have a $1 million job for you, but it's somewhere else, or it's somewhere where you wouldn't expect it? it just like, for those who've ever experienced this, have you ever had somebody that you felt like didn't like you, they end up helping you to do something, or they might have gave you some lunch money or something to help you?
Yes.
And it blows your mind when, you know, maybe I didn't think that person liked me. I didn't know that person even knew that I existed, but they helped you, you know? And so a lot of times that's one of the ways that God will show you, you know what, if you take the limits off of me and you will see what all I can do, but you have to understand that I have a wider range that I can bless you, but you can't be narrow in your vision of how you think I can move for you. You know? So I hope that kind of answer your question and even shed some light. And like I said, I appreciate you even bringing it up, because a lot of times, like I said, when we look at it, we do limit God. And a lot of times, even we fear, sometimes we may even be scared that God may or may not have our best interests at heart. A lot of times we think, well, if I trust God in this situation, he may not give me exactly what I like. And a lot of times we think that God don't know our taste.
That's the truth.
We know, first of all, hopefully, we know, we got to understand God does have a sense of humor. God has a sense of humor, but also God knows us. He made, we think about it. He made us. He made us with our personality. He knows us. He made us with our taste buds. He knows us with our desires. He knows us. He made us with those desires. So how about we trust the person that made us? Because sometimes, if you look at it, sometimes we can't even trust ourselves. We can't even trust our thinking. We so can't trust our emotions. That's another topic one day we may speak about on this program. But we can't even trust our own emotions, because our emotions may lead us hurt. Our motives, our thinking, our emotions may make us make the wrong decision. We may make the wrong decision based upon our emotions instead of logic, and we may end up regretting the choice that we made because of our emotions. So when we get ready to pray, if we can, first of all, like I said, examine ourselves and find out, okay, is this something that I really, really want? And then also ask ourselves, why do I want this specific thing? Why do I want this specific thing? Like I said, it might be a car, you know. Matter of fact, I'll share this with you. This was in 2001, September 2001, I was going to be picking out a car, and I was thinking about getting a Mitsubishi Eclipse. I love the body style and all that. I like the body style. So I was going to go ahead and get the Mitsubishi Eclipse, but I went over to my best friend's house at the time, and when I went over there, he had the comparison, the cars that were similar to that Mitsubishi Eclipse, and I ran into a car that was called a Toyota Celica. I loved that car, and actually my coworker had that specific car, and I fell in love with it. It had all the amenities and gadgets, but I thought that it was way beyond my means. And so I went on and I compared, and like I said, it had more gadgets and everything than the Mitsubishi Eclipse. And I ended up getting the Toyota Celica, because that was what I really, really desired. But at first I won't get the Mitsubishi Eclipse, because like I said, the body style, and also I thought that I was able to afford it. But come to find out, like I said, my heart desire was the Celica. And when I found that I was able to afford it, I bought it, and thank God I was able to even pay it off. And so if God didn't allow me to go over to my best friend's house, I would have missed my heart desire. I would have got something that I was selling it for, which was the Mitsubishi Eclipse, but my heart's desire was to get the Celica. And I thank God for it. Thank God that I was able to purchase it, pay it off, and unfortunately, October 31st of 2008, somebody wrecked and totaled it. But that's the way it went. But I see someone online right now, and for those who are interested, feel free to give me a call at 516-453-9118. See if this caller want to say something. Hello, welcome to Reconnect My Heart Radio Program. You're on the air.
Yes, this is Angela Gibson. I just wanted to give some feedback on what you were saying.
Yes, how you doing? Help yourself. How you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. I do want to reiterate something that that sometimes that we do as people is when we pray, we give our petitions to God and we tell him what we want and we tell him what we need. But sometimes after we pray, we don't continue to believe God until we actually see the fruition of whatever that we pray for. So sometimes between that, we'll say negative things that if we say we pray for a car and then if our current car is down or you know, has a problem, then we say, well, dang, I know God ain't going to give me that car, or say something negative towards what we ask God for. So sometimes our mouth gets us in trouble because we don't continue to believe God for what we asked him for. Because Mark 11 and 22 tell us to have faith in God. And basically he tells us that, you know, whatever you shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea in your heart. But you believe those things that you ask him that it will come to pass and he'll give you whatever you say. So sometimes we doubt that God is going to do it. Even though we ask him for it, we doubt in between that. So it pretty much takes what we pray to God. And then it's like we're taking it back because we said something negative towards it because we're doubting him. And I believe that God doesn't want us to continue to doubt him after we pray what we pray. So what we should do is when we pray, if we feel that if something comes up negative, whether our emotions, whether it's a situation changes in between us getting what we pray for, instead of doubting God or saying something negative, God, I already know you're going to do it because I asked you, I stand believing you, I continue to believe you, and keep saying the right things based on what we pray to God. And God just wants us to continue to believe him and not doubt him, even when the situation may change for the worse. But God still wants us to believe him and trust in him, that what he said and what we ask, if we don't doubt, God will give it to us because he said it in his word. So we have to say, hey, God, you told us in your word that if we stand praying and we believe, then you're going to give us what we ask. We just have to remain positive and remain saying the right things and saying the positive things. So when it does come to pass, he knows that we have trusted him all the way through.
Yes. Number one, I definitely thank you. And there were so many nuggets that you put out there. You know, a lot of times, like I said, we pray for something, but are we prepared for what we're praying for? And like I said, God knows what's best for us. But a lot of times, what we desire, if we got it at this specific time that we ask for it, like I said, would it make us drown? Would it make us quit going to church? How many people have you known that came to church, they praying for a good job, praying for a job, praying for a job, and then next thing you know, they got the job that they wanted, and then next thing you know, you don't see them at church anymore, or you don't see them as consistent. And I'm not saying situations don't show up. There may be situations that may show up, but their motive, what happens? What happened? Will you still trust God? Would you still serve God if God gave you exactly what you wanted? And so if we look at it and realize, you know what, this that I'm asking for, can I afford this physically, financially, but also spiritually? Can I afford to get it? And God already knows if this is something that you can handle or not. And if you keep pressing it, sometimes, like I said, sometimes you can get it upon yourself and God had nothing to do with it. And then you know what happens? Who's responsible? It's you. You know, even we look at James 4:3, it tells us, you ask and you do not receive because you ask with the wrong motive, so that you may spend it all on your own selfish pleasure. But also another thing that we need to think about, when our prayers don't get answered, we have to think about and examine our heart. Are we holding any unforgiveness in our heart? A lot of times, when you look at what we're desiring, a lot of times I ain't going to say everybody, but there are times where people ask God for things, but they have dirty hands. We have to examine ourselves, like I said, not just pertaining to examining what we're praying for, but also examine our own heart, examine our own walk with God, examine ourselves, seeing if there's anything that's unlike God in us. Because a lot of times what we're desiring, God can give it to us. He can give it to us immediately, or he can give it to us later on. But even if God doesn't give us what we desire, will we still trust him? Will we still serve him? You know, I think about the Hebrew boys. The Hebrew boys, they were getting ready to face death, all three of them. And they said, we know our God can deliver us. But even if he does not, we know he still can. So when we ask God for things, when we pray about things, can we have that same motive? Can we have those same verbiage? Even if God doesn't give me what I want, I will still serve him. You know, right now, like I said, for those who have prayer requests, feel free to call, or you can leave it on the chat room, 516-453-9118. For those who have prayer requests, I want this program, and this is not just any regular program. I want people to know that even though it says Reconnect My Heart, this is a Christian program, and I believe in extending the doors to be open for those who may not be saved, for them to accept Jesus Christ as a personal Savior. No matter what your past is, if you feel in your heart that you want to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, know that he's standing right here wanting to accept you in. The Bible tells us, if thou shalt confess the Lord Jesus Christ with thy mouth and believe with thy heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now, there's a growing process for you to get into a church home, for you to know more about God, but also know about your gifts, know more about you. So that way you can be able to better serve him and also better serve others and yourself. But for those who have prayer requests, who may be going through things, whatever situation that may be going on in your life, we're going to hold each and every one of you all up in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you right now, God. Thank you, Lord, for your awesomeness, God. We come to you right now, God. You see the needs and the concerns of your people right now, God. God, we speaking, God. First of all, God, we want to acknowledge your presence tonight, God. God, we speaking, God, for those who may have had prayer requests sent up, God, but it seemed like that you are not answering them, God. It seemed like, God, that they may feel like that you don't hear them, God. God, help us, God, to realize, God, who you are, God. Help us, God, to realize, God, that you hear us, God, but God, help us, God, to have the patience, God. Even if you don't answer that specific prayer request, God, help us to yet trust you, God. Help us to yet serve you right now, God. God, we ask you, Lord, to help us, God, to search our hearts, search our motives, God. Whatever prayer request that we may have, God, help us, God, to not have a selfish prayer request, God, but have a selfless prayer request, God. Something that's going to build your kingdom right now, God, and encourage others right now, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we speaking, God, for those who may be sick right now, God, touch and heal their bodies right now, God. In the name of Jesus, God, there may be someone that may be going through right now, God, that seem like, God, they don't know which way to go, God. There may be someone that may be confused in their mind right now, God. We speaking, God, that you bring stability in the mind right now, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, there may be someone, God, that may be dealing with heart issues, God. They might have been abandoned, God. They may have a broken heart right now, God. We speaking, God, that you mend their broken heart right now, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, there may be someone that may be dealing with a job issue, God, that may either need a job or maybe someone that may have conflict on the job, God. We speak, God, that you bring resolution right now, God, in that situation right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And say to bind everything you stand for, bind every problem, bind every confusion right now, in the name of Jesus. Take your hands off of God's people and off of God's property right now, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we know, God, everything that has transpired in our life, what the devil meant for evil, you would turn it for our good right now, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we speaking, God, that a testimony come from this right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we speaking, God, for the unity, God, for the fellowship right now, God, for those people who have been estranged, God, who have been abandoned, God, that you bring them back, God, bring them back together right now, God, with you right now, God. We thank you for everything you've done, everything you're going to do right now, God. In Jesus' name we pray. We say amen, amen, amen. I thank each and every one of you all for tuning in. I thank God for those who called. Thank you. Don't have your names, but for those who call, I thank each and every one of you all who called. I pray that God bless you all. Continue to call and continue to, like I said, email. You can text, you can email, you can Facebook me. I'm under brotherprater.com, brotherprater.org on my website, or on Facebook, I'm on as Brother Prater. Feel free to contact, call at any time. And I thank each and every one of you all. Normally I have this little slogan written up. Okay. I will share this with you all. Give me one moment when I get all this situated. Okay. Okay. Like I said, feel free to give me a call at any time on my personal number. For those who are interested, 214-908-3056. Also, I want you to know that you're welcome to leave me a voicemail, or you can, like I said, reach me on Facebook, YouTube, or Google+ under Brother Prater. And I'm so glad that each and every one of you all called. Tune in next week. And we'll actually have a little special program. Next week will be a Resurrection Sunday. So I want to use that as an opportunity for us to talk about the importance of the cross, but also the importance of Jesus being raised up specifically for us. Thank you all for listening to Reconnect My Heart radio program. God bless you all, and may you have a wonderful night. God bless, God bless, God bless. Good night.